Welcome to BizHubs, where entrepreneurs tell quick hit, bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. My name is Ana Gonzalez, and I'm your host. BizHubs is brought to you by Conversational Funds, the new way to automate lead generation, qualification, and appointment bookings for service-based businesses. If you want more sales calls on your calendar without having to pay some expensive marketing agency or hire appointment setters, Conversational Funds are the best bang for your buck in 2024. Download the blueprint for free by going to conversationalfunnels.com. Today's guest is Nellie Hardin. Nellie is a wife, mother of four teenage daughters, and an author and speaker in the space of family life and leadership. Her work has a twofold focus. First, she is helping parents love and lead their daughters in a way that teaches them to love and lead themselves by building a strong foundation of worth, esteem, and confidence in them all before they leave home. Second, she works toward restoring or building for the very first time this same foundation in adult women who didn't have this built in their formative childhood or were robbed of it from trauma in their lives. I love that. So Nellie is going to share a BizHub about that time when she helped two women have a breakthrough. Nellie, welcome to the show. Let's get into your story.
Hi, thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me. So you know what? When I left home and went to college when I was 17, I really wasn't ready for myself to be out there, but I didn't know that yet. And it led, when we're releasing women out into the world without that foundation of worth, esteem, and confidence that you mentioned already that I work with, then we're busy chasing worth everywhere that we find it. And me as an adult, I've had to find my own way in order to build that as an adult. And then I was gifted with four daughters that I have, and I'm trying to raise them as well. And so it's not only myself on a recovery and building journey, it's then me also turning around and building it within them before they leave home. And it's really this beautiful process that I've been able to put together in order to make sure that women, hopefully before they leave home, but if not in their adulthood, they know that they are worthy. They absolutely know their worth. They're not chasing it. They're not trying to grapple for it anywhere. They know their worth. They have a system that they can actually think and make sure that they're going through, you know, thoughts, feelings, decisions, actions, and results in a positive direction, that they're in control of that. The world isn't in control of it, but they are in control of it. And then we are working on confidence, which is all about setting yourself up for success. And so it really is this beautiful process that we can go through. And, you know, there was a young woman that I was working with not too long ago, and she was really bogged down. And this is a young woman. She was toward the latter part of her adolescence, but she was really, really bogged down with everything. And she felt like the world was on top of her shoulders. But getting in there and making sure that she had the tools. And here's the thing, too. Every single one of us, myself, yourself, everyone listening, it's different for everybody. We are all very different people, and we need to discover what works for us in the realm of making sure we're building our worth, esteem, and confidence. And so making sure that this young woman had what I call an EMP, an emotional, mental, and physical guidebook for herself that we put together, was such a beautiful transition to her. So she knew what she had to do to stay on track with what she wanted to do to get to reach her goals. And, you know, that might have looked like, okay, when I am feeling this way, I need to go take a walk. And when, in order to stay on track with my goals at work, I need to do, you know, this thing 20 minutes, three times a day, right? They're actual action steps and not the, oh, I'll try harder, I'll do better, right? Those are too vague and no one's going to get anywhere with any of those. So I really help people make sure that they are having those action steps to move forward and they're implementing them themselves. They're creating them themselves. They're not having me or somebody else do it for them, because then it's not their own. So it really is a beautiful process to build this and become a self-disciplined leader in their own lives. So they are leading themselves in their life.
That's awesome. And what you mentioned about teaching girls, or let's say little kids and adults, about their self-worth is, I think it's a priceless skill to have, because sometimes people are looking for value from outside when it leads to other things like not having boundaries or like just like going in unhealthy paths when
What? Yeah.
one's value is dictated by oneself.
100%. And what a lot of people don't understand is there are pillars of your worth that we all have. And that is to be seen, heard, loved, belong, and have a purpose. And if we can build those, not from the outside in, but from the inside out, that is where we are going to actually know our worth. If we're relying on the outside world to fill those gaps for us, then we're going to be waking up in the morning and saying, how does the world define me today? What am I going to, do? There's fear, there's anxieties there. But if you wake up saying, how can I serve the world today? Because I know that I can listen to myself. And those are tactical things that you could do. Get a journal, make sure that you are actually listening to yourself and not just glazing over, some of the inner crud and turmoil that we might have, or even your inner joy. You want to be able to hear yourself and understand yourself, but have purpose and direction and know where you're loved and belong to.
Awesome. I'll say it again. Every human being wants to be heard, seen, and valued. Thank you so
Absolutely.
much for that. What a great story. So, Nelly, who do you serve and how can people reach out to you?
Yeah, I serve women who either didn't have this built in their childhood or had it wiped away with trauma, because trauma will wipe away a foundation super quick if depending on the severity of that trauma. Or what's even best is when we help our young women that are in that adolescent phase before 18, before 25, up to about 25. And we help those young women build it when their brains are still in a much more higher plasticity place than when they're adults like myself. It's not impossible, but it is harder. So I serve families that are raising young women today or leaders that are leading young women today, whether that be youth leaders, teachers, coaches, et cetera, all of those people I bring under my wing and help them know how to build this foundation for the young women they serve.
Awesome. Where can people reach out to you?
Everything can be found at nellyharden.com and communities, and there's downloads and there's weekly articles you can get, and everything is there. The world's complicated enough, so just make it a simple stop there.
Fantastic. Well, that's it for today. Thanks so much to our guest, Nelly Harden, for coming and sharing her story about that time when she helped two women have a breakthrough. You can find her at nellyharden.com. If you've got a BizHub of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to bizhubs.com to apply. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One BizHub a day keeps the burnout away. And one more time, if you want to solve the problem of lead generation, qualification, and follow-up by automating it completely, download the Conversational Funnels Blueprint for free at conversationalfunnels.com. See you next time.